Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Community Network News. I'm Jed Gilbert.
And I'm Tanya Lewis. Software company Apple appears to have pulled their anti-gay Exodus International iPhone application from their stores. Apple were criticised last week for approving the application, which claims to help convert homosexuals to heterosexuals and, quote, cure them. The news was first reported on Change.org, the home of a petition against the app started by Truth Wins Out, and if customers try to access the app now, they will be met with a message claiming it is currently unavailable. Site visitors are encouraged to continue to sign the petition, as Apple have not yet released an official statement on removing the app. So far, more than 145,000 have shown their support.
Elizabeth Taylor, a screen goddess of Hollywood's golden age and a tireless campaigner for people experiencing HIV/AIDS, lost her battle with congestive heart failure. She was aged 79. Reports are that her estimated $360 million fortune will be left for her AIDS charity trust. Acting since the age of 8, she won 2 Oscars, and over the years Taylor survived a brain tumour, ulcers, drug addiction and 8 marriages. In style until the end, she even arranged to be late for her own funeral.
A new study of US Catholics by the Public Religion Research Institute says that they are more supportive of gay rights than the general public and other Christians. The report was released last week after a Vatican official complained to the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva that Catholics were currently being vilified for expressing their genuine views against homosexuality.
Pop star Ricky Martin has talked to Oprah about living a lie and finally coming out. On March 29, Ricky wrote on his website, "I am a fortunate homosexual man. I am blessed to be who I am."
Were you scared?
I felt relieved.
You felt relieved?
I felt relieved. Well, when I realized that I just pressed send. Mm-hmm. And then I was alone. I was in my studio alone for a minute. My assistant walked in. Mm-hmm. And I just started crying like a little baby.
Why were you crying? I'm going to cry. I'm crying here. No. why were you? Because just hearing that moment. So why were you crying?
Because I felt free. I felt liberated. I felt that I could finally say I love myself completely.
Martin told Oprah he's in a relationship but has chosen to shield his boyfriend from the public. On Larry King Live, he spoke out in support of gay marriage and said if he knew how coming out was going to feel, he would have done it 10 years ago. It's raining.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert has finally debuted on Broadway, but has received mixed reviews from critics. The show was adapted from the 1994 Oscar-winning film, with the musical undertaking a tour of major Australian cities before hitting the world stage and Broadway.
Thousands took to the street last week to call on the federal government to lift its ban on same-sex marriage. The lobby group Equal Love said they were pleased with the bigger-than-expected turnout, estimated at 3,000. The Labor Party is expected to debate its approach to the issue of gay marriage at its national conference later this year. Briefly in other news, one of the 50 Clio Bachelors of the Year is openly gay, according to the Daily Telegraph. The newspaper didn't name him, but Clio editor Gemma Crisp said, quote, "The definition of a bachelor did not refer to sexuality, and the man in question added to the eye candy of the competition." And a rugby league star has caused some controversy in the media over his gay jokes. Former Lions player Richard Champion, who presents Channel 7's The Great Southeast, was hosting the Australian Hair Fashion Awards in Brisbane when he said he wasn't gay but, quote, could learn. An audience member said the joke fell flat and was followed by an awkward silence.
To Q&N Sport. The Wellington Out Games are underway and Melbourne's GLBT swimming club, the Glamourhead Sharks, have dominated the pool to win the overall swim event. The Glammers won a total of 26 medals with 65 gold, 39 silver and 22 bronze to make this their most successful meet yet. Assistant coach Jason Bucker said it was so great to see many records set and all their hard training paying off in a variety of events. The Sharks are one of the largest teams at the Out Games and proudly achieved their success over their toughest competition, the Sydney Wet Ones and Brisbane's Aqualicious. Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Email qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Tanya Lewis.
And I'm Jed Gilbert. We'll have more for you next week on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from 3JOY, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station. I'm executive producer Eric Williams.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.